Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Searching only for the higher ground, I miss the ferns and wild hollyhock. 6,000 feet of mountain, I hurry to the very top. I cry out to the valley below, but I only hear my echo asking how do you find God?
Yes, how do you find God? This is the Light Giver International Association's Sunday service. Welcome. Now let's let Becky Williams sing a bit more of the song.
I hope to find it somewhere. I search the pyramids of Egypt. Only the memory was there. From the oracle to the peaks of Tibet, came the more I pursued.
Becky Williams is proposing or raising our song is, how do you find God, or where do you find God? But more to the point, the question really is, how do you find God? What tools and techniques might be used? And this is the essential architecture of the Light Giver International Association, and that is that we are prepared to provide you with two or three major tools to help you find God in your own way, on your own spiritual path. So welcome to the Light Givers International Association Sunday service. During this program, we actually take you through and explain the fundamentals of the Source of Nation process, which is a process that fills you with divine light and instantly removes whatever disconnects there are in your system. And this can be auric healing, this can be soul healing, this can actually be ascension itself. And if the disconnects do not remove, then we're prepared to work with you in private sessions, either as ascension masters or as universal healers, whichever is your most comfortable with. Now, the second thing that occurs in this program is that we walk you through individually your own personal Source of Nation process, so that you can actually understand and hear what the steps are that allow you to get your aura clear and also allow you to be completely clear and comfortable in soul awareness. The third thing that occurs, I guess there are four things, the third thing that occurs is a discussion of the Light Giver messages, and we'll talk about where they came from a bit more. And the last thing that happens is, which is the most important thing of the day, I might say, is a world and sometimes solar system healing ceremony through which we take the entire planet Earth and also the entire solar system through the Source of Nation process. And for those of you who are clairvoyant, I think you will have a wonderful time. So on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Light Givers International Association, you are most welcome as our guest for this program. And the message we'll be discussing later on were received anonymously by, but received from a group of higher beings who have chosen in this particular venue to be anonymous. But I'm sure you may recognize their thinking and their energies as the program goes on. So once again, thank you for listening, and we genuinely hope that you will enjoy the day, the program. And be sure, if you haven't gotten there already, to go to the Light Givers website, and that's the Light Givers with an S .org. And also, if you're interested in understanding a bit more about the Universal Healer Program, which is primarily to provide services, healing services, to those who are interested, you can find out about that at universalhealer.org.
Blog Talk Radio.
Bit about this wonderful source of nation and the ascensions that Light Givers offers, but Gregory did tell you what this does. It's like a vaccination of source energy, and it really releases or helps us to release anything that stands between us and our experience of God. And so the very first thing that we want to do is give you an opportunity to experience this individual source of nation. We'll do that, and then we'll be back and be discussing our Golden Age message number 9. Oh, and Lynn is here. Lynn, will you want to say hello?
Hi. welcome, everyone. And we also have Gregory with us this morning, and another caller, Ernest, is here. So we'll introduce everybody again after we listen to the individual source of nation.
This is the place where we need to walk you through the source of nation steps. Now, you may want to, perhaps you could substitute for source of nation, self-healing in divine light. So as soon as you say to yourself, I am now going to walk through or experience source nation, then instantly, and if a clairvoyant is there, instantly above your head, this person will see a shower of divine light, as if Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, as if heaven has opened up. Why? Because heaven has opened up. That's what's been invested in the source nation process. You're not alone. Spirit then begins to flow. And if I start to blubber or stutter during this experience, it's simply because I'm being almost overwhelmed or besieged by the Spirit. It is palpable. I can feel it as if it is the ocean pressing it against me. And so I'll pick on Janelle. Janelle, what are you noticing right now? What are you experiencing?
Definitely, I see a stream of light energy coming down. It has a golden hue, actually.
Hmm. Well, I'm almost stopping breathing. That would not be nice. Janelle, we do not want you making 911 calls during this call. Oh, maybe right after. I won't pass out till the end of the show. So here you wait. We'll walk you through the steps. The first part, well, I want you to know that as soon as that divine light completely submerges you, same time that happens, your own spiritual light, internal light, is activated. It is actually activated, and
it surges outward. So you have the surge coming inward of divine light, and you have the surge coming outward. So as the two meet, they perform a number of instantaneous cleansing that will not occur until you give permission for them to occur. So as I walk you through the sourcination steps, mentally, all you have to do is say, I accept this, I accept this. And none of the steps are designed to intrude in any way upon your spiritual development. In fact, they're designed to enhance your spiritual development by allowing you to become clearer yourself as an instrument, tool, vehicle, channel for spirit itself. So the first thing I want you to notice is that any and all contracts that may have been made by you or others on your behalf that are now intruding or interfering with your spiritual progress, your health, your wellness, your prosperity, those contracts now are canceled. Mentally say, I accept this. The second thing that happens is, that I want you to notice is, that any belief systems that are intruding upon your spiritual development or progress, and you can believe whatever you choose, really dealing with the energy of intrusion, they now are canceled. Mentally say, I accept this. Any beliefs that create belief systems that are intruding on you, mentally say, I accept their dissolution. Any connections to others that are generating in your energy system intrusions of a negative nature, mentally say, I accept their being removed. Can you feel that clarity? What are you noticing? You may be feeling a little bit lighter. You may be feeling flow. Some people actually feel tingles in their bodies. Well, this work is, tinglings are nice, but this work is about separating your complete attention from the stuff of life that's submerging your spiritual identity and awareness. The next thing I want you to notice is that if there are any entities, unwanted presences, unwanted intelligences, friendly or unfriendly, that are interfering with your spiritual development, wealth, growth, and prosperity, at this step, notice they are removed. And you now are beginning to feel what's surging now is a strong feeling of blessing. Can you feel that? I know I certainly can. How about you, Janelle? What are you noticing over there?
Oh, I feel it.
They say, I feel the Lord. I'm starting to get tongue-tied. And you know, I'm the golden-tongued orator, and I'm
That's
having
great.
A hard time
you
talking.
Never stumble on that.
So the next thing that we'll want you to notice is, now this one I love. This one I love. Everything that is patented, that is copyrighted, is able to be done because it is completely unique. Now, as far as healing modalities go, I had a good friend, and I love him dearly, named Charles Richards. And Charles, bless his heart, wrote me and said, there's no way that the work you're involved gets rid of karma. Well, who worries about karma? The only thing to be worried about or to notice is whether or not there's some aspect of some past life or your past that's intruding upon your spiritual development, that's getting in the way. And this work doesn't do it. It's God that does it. If God organizes your life so that you can have experiences that help you to grow and develop, that it is a contradiction for the energies of those experiences to intrude upon your spiritual development. Can you understand what I'm saying here, people, ladies and gentlemen? So therefore, the next step, any energies from your past lives that are intruding upon your spiritual development, spiritual growth, those energies are removed. Okay, now we don't want you bouncing off the ceiling. We at least want you to get back in the couch, in the chair, sitting at the table, wherever you are, so you can enjoy the rest of this call, and I hope you're going to have as much fun with it as we are and we do. So the karma is removed, and the very next step, all I want you to say mentally is say, I accept soul clearing and healing. And I heard a little thing that said, I accept soul clearing and healing. Hallelujah. I think soul clearing and healing is worth a hallelujah, don't you, Janelle?
Oh, I think it's worth a hallelujah and several amens.
Hey, a Hail Mary and all that stuff, right? So what happens? Let me tell you what happens. Just because you've said that, one, you deluge with a deeper amount, if you can imagine that, of Holy Spirit. It's in levels and levels and ways. So now the tsunami of Holy Spirit, before it was like rainfall. First it started out as golden rain, and then it became a little bit harder, and then it became a tornado of Spirit, and now it's a tsunami. So hold still for the tsunami of Holy Spirit. Hold still for it. Now what happens is, one, click, you're completely aligned with your life contract. You can say, I accept that. Two, your ability to give and receive love, click, is at 100%. Did you feel that shift? Did you feel something just open up? I felt it. I'm feeling it for you. It just opened up, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The next thing that occurs, click, might even say Shazam, for those of you who remember Captain Marvel in the comic book. Matter of fact, I'm ready for a Captain Marvel movie. Never mind this Wolverine stuff. How about a Captain Marvel? Any rate, so then the last thing which occurs, that was the next to last thing, next last thing that occurs is you become completely integrated with Holy Spirit. Head to toe, front to back, left to right, top to bottom. Wow. I have to pause and take a breath. Maybe you ought to pause and take a breath, too. So what has happened now is you've experienced the stages of sourcination. You've experienced, also in another context, what is called the universal healer treatment. Now, that's what you've experienced. I'm the one leading you through it, so you got it. Let's pause and allow that to soak in, seep through. Now, after that, what I want to just mention to you is the following that every spiritual path talks about: higher states of awareness. In some cases, they talk about Satori, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti, and Ekkar, they call it Ekshar. In the Way of Truth, they call it the soul domain. In Christianity, Kingdom of Heaven. Now, guess what? The steps you just went through have you poised to enter the Kingdom of Heaven. But guess what? We're not going to leave you there. So there you are, standing in front of the Kingdom of Heaven. The gates were closed, as they are to most spiritual paths. And you wind up having to wait your entire life to see if you qualify. Well, guess what, friends? You're hereby qualified. The gates are open. The golden path is beneath your feet. If you are ready, mentally say, I accept my entrance into the Kingdom of Heaven right now, at this moment, now. I accept it. Can you feel that come down? And the thing is, you're not going anywhere. The Kingdom of Heaven now is just surrounding you. Now, those are the steps of sourcination, and that's what's available to you on the lightgivers.org website.
Hello again, this is Vivian. I just want to reiterate, you just experienced sourcination. And what Gregory said at the end is that it's available on the website. If you go to lightgivers.org and click on to the sourcination page, there is a beautiful photo that is empowered with this divine light. And you can go there as often as you wish and experience again. So it's quite a gift that has been given to us. This morning, we are studying and discussing the Light Giver Messages for the Golden Age. And this is the second series of 12 messages. These were received and completed by Gregory. And the message we're looking at today was started last month, and it's about the spiritual mind. And this happens to be number 9, the message, the spiritual mind, part 2. And this whole lesson that we have really tries to distinguish the difference between this human mind that we have, this mind that we use every day, and spiritual mind. And it's not so much mind, but the thinking part of us. And if you're like me, it's really hard just to stop thinking. That's one thing I think we all strive to do, and it's not easy. But I guess because we're human, we are in the trap of the mind, and it's nice to know there's an other way. There's an other way to get to what we call spiritual thinking or spiritual beingness. And I guess the second paragraph says, it is a conceit among humans that what we see, hear, and observe allows an accurate interpretation of life. And it says, this is so far from the truth. So our ordinary thinking is all about our programming, you know, what we experience in this 3D world. And I think we can get caught up in it. I know I can. And it's all about us, me. What's happening to me? What do I think about that? And that can get kind of tiring, you know, particularly if you're on a search or a journey for wanting an expanded consciousness. So the difference with the spiritual thinking is that it all revolves around God or spirit or infinity, whatever word that you use. It's like getting out of the box, but an even nicer way is to not have a box. It's just you're outside of anything. And spiritual thinking is in a different realm. So I'm going to ask if anybody has any thoughts about that from their own experience. Lynn or anyone else?
I was just going to let you know, Vivian, this is Lynn,
yes,
that we do have a few callers on this morning. I see Ernest is here and Gregory is here. And there's also someone named Karen. If you'd like to say hello, Karen, feel free to do that as well. Does anybody have any comments then so far?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of irrepressible. This is Gregory. I had invited a few people onto the call who apparently didn't make it, and so it was important to me to send them part one. And the distinction that I found interesting in that part one is to point out that a lot of people will think they're thinking spiritually, and what they're doing is using the same tool to think either higher mind or lower mind. And the thing that I find compelling about both part one and part two is the advice that's given to help people understand that the mind, by definition, cannot think spiritually. The mind, by definition, can only think about things. It's like the difference between standing alongside the ocean and thinking, water, 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 as opposed to just jumping into the water and experience it directly. And the jumping into the water, which is our claim to fame in terms of what we're doing, is the notion of ascension. I think someone just came on who may have a little background noise. So the point that's being understood is that the only way to truly understand and experience spiritual thinking is, like Vivian was saying, by getting out of the box. And you can't think yourself out of the box. You can only ascend or sourcenate, if there's such a word, out of the box. And that just is a point that we are sharing over and over and over again. And as you were saying, Vivian, once you experience being completely out of the box, then life begins to be seen solely in relationship to God, oneness. Doesn't mean the other stuff isn't there, and it doesn't mean it's not important. It just means that it's there. And we're here, y'all. Excuse me if I seem a little silly, but that's my nature.
This is
Gregory.
Oh,
are you done?
Go ahead, dear.
Oh no, Lynn, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention that Vivian and I spent years doing a business called Back to Brilliant. And actually, it was just a wonderful learning experience. And one of the keys that we discovered about how to stay in your brilliance or soul self is to understand thinking is a function. And that has just saved me over and over and over for years and years and years. And to me, what that means, thinking is a function, is that it just goes on. You know, it's just part of the human experience. We just have these thoughts running through. But there's a trick to it, and that is that we only make these thoughts real when we put our attention on them. So you got this flow of thinking. As long as you don't grab onto anyone and hold on and make it real, you're okay if you can just let them flow. And I found that so much of my own issues around thinking have been where I put my attention on, particularly whether I just stay in the light and flow, or whether I get caught up in what's not working. And I'm really good at looking at what's not working. And the thing is, our thoughts are a part of our creative process as human beings, and so wherever we put our attention, that's what we're creating in our world. And it took me a long time to really get that, but it's just pretty incredible to know that you really have a choice. You don't have to go there. Thank you.
Well, the one thing that I wanted to say again for myself is that I think one of the biggest blocks to experiencing God, even after ascension, after Source and Nation, and the experience of other ascensions, is ego. And when I get into the me, 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 or if I start to judge or do anything, then I am trapped by the ego in this lower way of thinking. I'm into the mind thinking, the stuff that I really don't want to be in. And so it's easy to catch myself, and I've found that the only thing that gets me out of it on a new level for me is surrendering totally. I mean, I just give it over to this oneness, this part. I am part of this oneness. For heaven's sakes, what am I worried about? You know, all this stuff in life. I just, in the last few months, it comes into the head, and I let it go, and I surrender it, and that gets me back to where I am now located, or recentered, or whatever word you want to put on it. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing for me. Anyone else have a thought on their perceptions of thinking and living within this world's thought and spiritual thought?
Well, you know me, I am absolutely irrepressible. Having been a faculty member, I can talk, as you all know, for 50 minutes nonstop. So therefore, I am just sitting here pressing my little lips together. But I do want to say that your comments, Viv, are really very helpful, because what you're pointing out is that this is something that, although it can be done, is not lightly or easily done or maintained. And I think that's why the disciplines that we all have learned over through the years, whether it's yoga, meditation, qigong, you know, whatever the disciplines are, contemplation, prayer, that all of those things many people have learned thinking that by doing them in sequential order somehow, they will achieve the ability to transcend the spiritual mind. And they will temporarily. You know, you do the meditation contemplation, you say, oh, this feels so good. And then you get in the shower and somebody's used up all the hot water. There it goes. All your spirituality now has vaporized under, and it's not so much that the shock of the cold shower is that startling, but some people then will spend the rest of the day saying, who was it to use up the hot water? How could they do that? Didn't they know I had to take a shower? You know, blah, 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 blah. And the mind just keeps chewing it on. So all the disciplines that we learned and have learned and are learning are aimed at helping us be able to maintain ourselves out of the box, which is kind of what it's about, and then to be able to return to that particular state. And the reason why it's not a permanent situation in truth, because we never get up, we never lose free will. So we can always choose to be upset and get swallowed up in that ego mind food and, you know, and all that. So the thing, I don't know, I think it's in this one, or maybe it may have been in the last one, but there's the opportunity to continue to choose the attention on the permanent, infinite state of being and awareness. And a lot of people, I want to say this to the listeners, I recognize Corinne Sloot, who's a friend from years ago, I met, I think, a couple years ago, on B's program. But there is this tendency, I think, for many folks just to forget and not pay attention to the techniques that we all have learned on the way. And I was telling some people, I guess some of the people that they're in this class that I'm now teaching, explaining to them that the joy of free will is that we have the right and power to choose that permanent state and the right and power to stay within it by doing our disciplines. And we cannot forget those. They are so important. They really are God-given. Okay. That's Corinne. I see your mic is open. If you want to contribute, you know, you always have good stuff to share.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Come on.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I love you, Gregory. And I love that. I can't believe you remembered me. Thank you. And just exactly what you were all saying, it's everything so timely. We hear these beautiful messages on our journey, or we meet these beautiful teachers that I started my spiritual journey about 5 years ago. And Gregory, you were one of the most beautiful people that helped me heal out of what I call dark night of the soul. And in the last 5 years, once you've reached that point where you become aware, you can fall back into the patterns that put us, but you can't stay there because now, before 5 years, you were unaware, but after you know, you just know. And you know that you're choosing, and choosing to sometimes be in that lower state because there's a comfort there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't stay there very long because you know you're choosing that. And just what the other beautiful lady said is it reminds me in every moment to surrender and to answer the question that I learned from you, Gregory, was in every moment, choose what would God do? What, you know, love do? And I've found myself in so many situations. It's been a whirlwind. I catch myself, I stop myself, I surrender, and then I say in that moment, God, I don't know why I'm here, but what would love do in this moment? Instead of learning, I know I'm here to be a light. So I choose to be that light. And however that looks, however that shows up, and it's been quite the journey. Sometimes in choosing that, you do go back into, in being the light, where am I? You know, mean? Do you know what I mean by that? I'm being the light, but sometimes you go into that, I feel like I'm losing myself, and then I go to searching, and I stumble on your programs. morning. It was divinely inspired because I've been praying all night for.
Oh, Karen.
I've been praying all night.
You're going to make me cry. You're so beautiful.
The mind chatter was so heavy, and I would catch myself and go, dear God, please, you know, pull me out of this. I pray for peace. I pray for answers. My husband gets called away. I'm never alone at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, and I go on, and there you are. And everything you all are saying is exactly what I needed to hear, to be reminded.
Well, Corinne, you know, when we met originally, the program was live as I remember it, and this is a live one, so this is good. So I have a little present for you. You ready for a little present?
Sure, yes.
Okay, here's the present. One of the things you just mentioned was the idea of feeling like you were falling and descending somewhere.
Yes.
Okay, now what that really means is whatever is going on has a lower polarity. Now, what we want to do and what we do in the Universal Healer work and the Light Giver work is help you have a moment where the polarity reverses itself. So the gift that's being given you now is a gift that changes your polarity so that now you energetically are being summoned directly and energetically into the heart of God. Did you get it?
I got it. Thank you.
Okay, and now that's going to, you know, and that's what the Light Giver work is all about, is changing the polarity. Once they have released, once you've released all your stuff, which you've done, then making certain that your polarity draws you into the heart of God. And so just, you know, like you say, let go and let God. Matter of fact, you say, let go, come on, God.
Come on, God. I'm just vibrating. God bless you.
Yeah, I tell you, it is so good as to be unbelievable. That's all I can say.
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you.
The gift is great. There is one other thing I want to say. And Corinne, you're reminding me of this, and I want to say to the Light Givers, members of the board, who I've been sharing something that are called Source. Basically, God itself showed up and said, look, stop dealing with the Light Givers. Deal with me directly. And what is showing up now is some really dramatic, and I'm sure Vivian would agree, and Lynn, some very dramatic messages that go right to the heart of everything. And I just want to point out to you that the major difference between the Light Givers and any other organization I've ever heard about on this planet, the major difference is that our commitment is to, just like we just did, just like you experienced right now, Corinne, is to support, if not propel you on your spiritual journey actively. Now, all the other little spiritual paths without, you know, naming names, they are flavored in ways that attach people to the teacher, to the master. There's no such attachments here. Our job is to get this spiritual healing technology out onto the planet, if not the universe, so that everybody can experience total and complete spiritual freedom. And that's my sermon of the day. Thank you, ladies, for letting me have the microphone.
That was my other prayer. What modality, what teacher, what, where does God want me to be? And you just answered it as clear.
All I can say is, welcome home. You're on your way.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Just the miracles are so prevalent in this moment. Thank you so much.
Well, you are the gift. We're not the givers. You're the gift.
Oh, God bless you.
And by the way, I want to tell you, I've been grappling with what would be my title if I had one. I have two titles. One title is Gregory. The other is instructor. So I am an instructor in spiritual healing technology. How you like that, Vivian?
That's powerful, Gregory. I love you. I'm just so grateful to talk to you in person.
We love you, too. We love everybody.
We love you all. Thank you.
And now, look, hang on. Don't get off the program with all this love going on, because the program will end with this Source Healing Technology. Is it not? Is that what we call it? No, Sourcenation. That's
worldwide.
Worldwide. Actually, galactic. Isn't it galactic? Anyway, so you can share that love with the whole solar system. That's it, whole solar system.
Would love that, and I will. Thank you.
Great.
Karen,
I see there's a call
one thing
on
that
here from,
is
yes,
about reminding yourself, you know, and that's something that I do. And I'm becoming very comfortable with reminding myself of something that was in Gregory's individual sourcenation, and that is that the light comes to us, but we, the light that we are, also gets released, and the two join together for this experience and this release of anything that's interfering, you know, between ourselves and the experience of God. And to remind ourselves that that light is enormous, that it's who we are. I do this. I have to do this. I want to do this. I love doing this because it makes everything so much easier. I mean, who am I? Some little Tinkerbell? No. I mean, I embody the light of God, of Source, of all creation. So, you know, that gets through some fears that we all have coming in here and there. And oh, it's so much easier. And it's so much easier than to know I'm part of the whole. I'm aligned with this oneness, you know. So what am I worried about, you know?
There you go.
Yay!
Sounds like somebody's waking up.
Somebody's waking up. Somebody's worried about getting fat.
We have somebody on here from 1566. Caller 1566, do you want to come in on this conversation? Maybe that's caller 1566 with the background on. Apparently not. You know, in this... I don't know. I'm still looking at lesson one. I hope we can go a little bit longer. I guess we have 90 minutes that we could play with if we wanted to. Although you guys, this is the program that you guys are doing. But, you know, I came in, I'm looking at this thing, and one of the things in lesson one where it talks about the way energetically that sometimes these spiritual masters will bind people to them is Shaktipaks, Dikshas, transmissions, and initiations. And all of that is almost like, now I know this may upset some people who are listening, but this is almost like spiritual vampirism, is that these individuals quite often are able to perform what it is they do, and I'm not going to name names, perform what they do because they are sort of collecting the energy of their adherents and followers, and ironically using the followers' own energies to perform what seem to be miracles, so the followers will be bound even more to them. Kind of reminds me of that movie that Tom Cruise was in. I think it was Tom Cruise. No, Brad. I think it was Brad Pitt, one of them. Yeah, both of them were in. Something like Message of the Vampires, or Conversation with the Interview with the Vampires, where some of these people then would get aligned with vampires and then let the vampires bleed them so they could have this vampiric force. And if you stop and look at what happens with a lot of people and some of these spiritual movements, some of which we know and love very dear, that people are getting bound by their own energy and not being set free spiritually. So at any rate, that's powerful stuff, huh?
Well, Gregory, those people, though, haven't been taught or haven't learned who they are. I mean, in terms of their embodiment of God, you know?
Well,
and that's the way
a
lot of religions want it. They don't want people to be powerful or, you know, connected so wonderfully with this God energy.
Though underneath that, there's a fear.
Yeah,
and that's the glue that kind of holds them to it—the fear that I will go to hell,
Oh, absolutely.
Fear, you know, the fear that my pastor won't love me, the fear that, my, you know, and so the fear of loss of life or loss of something is what undergirds a lot of those. The fear of not getting initiation. I think, I don't know which one, whether it's in one or two. You know, the fear in my case, when I was involved with a certain group, which, you know, my fear was that I wouldn't get invited to speak at a major seminar. Now, come on, give me a break. My fear was I wouldn't get the sex of the next initiation. Come on, you know. So it's like they play on all these little fears.
Yeah. And they're really ego. I mean, our status,
yeah,
or our perceptions of who
yes.
should be, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so the point I think that we're making with this particular spiritual healing technology is that it's possible, it is true that one can absolutely escape that without being bound to any of these individuals. Bless his heart, like Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra, you name the names. You know, without being bound to any of those individuals or buying their book, Eckhart Tolle. Some people actually say, well, I didn't really get that. Let me wait till the next book comes out. You know, or I didn't really get it. When's the next seminar? You know, I didn't really get it. Did you find him on YouTube? Give me a break. Come on. Come on here. Come on here. It's not in him. It's not in the book. It's in you. And God bless God, because this ascension technology, as Corinne has experienced it, once you got it, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it. And then point on, you know, from that point on, it's a matter of maintaining your disciplines. I mean, I can tell you, you know, as long as I've been doing this stuff and as gifted as God has done me, that I will notice, sometimes I'll go through the day and I'll say, something is not present. And I'll do, you know, all the people, by the way, Corinne, who are into, who have advanced to the position of being ascension masters, like Givers Boardman, we all do muscle tests, you know, we all do little energy checks one way or the other. And I'll say something has shifted. And then I'll do my energy check and say, uh-oh, presence of God. Am I still there? Whoops, nope. Sit down, boy. Go into your closet. Go into your closet. You know, sit there. Like, as soon as I get off this call, I need to spend a little time there, because I need to spend some time being present in God. Now, notice I'm not saying within God. I'm not saying going into God. I'm saying in. We all are in God right now. And our challenge is to make that the center of our awareness, to keep that as a center of our awareness. There really is not a shift. It's just a lack of being present.
Wow.
Boy, I sure got a little soapbox today. But I am enjoying teaching a class. Karen, I am teaching a little class of people out here in Delaware. And I'll tell you, it's really a lot of fun. I may even start doing a class on the internet. I haven't decided.
Yay.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any comments or questions or anything they'd like to share?
Hey, this is Ernest.
Hi, Ernest.
Hey, Ernest.
Hey, Greg. I don't really have a comment. I got a house full of people, so I'm just listening this morning. But I'm enjoying the conversation, and the subject is bringing me back to center, which I now realize I was a little off. So it is important to keep your spiritual disciplines up, and so you're headed in the right direction always, and you're centered in God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Nice to hear your voice, Ernest. This is Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I was noticing, Vivian, in this article, on the second page, where it talks about spiritual thinking is a gift. I like that paragraph a lot. Rather than seeing the world as one of cause and effect, you become aware of the exquisite opportunity you have to see all life in relation to its oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a huge shift in focus.
Yeah.
For what we've all been trained. This moment.
Yeah.
And not out there in some na-na land.
So could you, Lynn, could you go on a little bit more into the next paragraph? Because that might help Corinne, who may not have this before her.
Yes, I would love that.
Well, it says, what does this mean? And it says, instead of seeing life in the actions of others in relation to how it affects you, what it means to you, how they illustrate principles that you hold true, instead you find yourself noticing ways in which all is truly of God, and how each and everything you see is in some way truly in its origin and intent. In fact, an opportunity to experience in one way or other God's merciful, forgiving, and loving heart. And one of the things that I would like to add, just from my own experience, I've been playing with this idea lately, that everything that shows up in my world is a gift from Spirit. And I am so conditioned to making things wrong, you know, that I run away from some things, and instead I'm trying to just be in the moment, in my own center, peaceful soul self, and watch and ask the divine, what is this teaching me? What do I have to learn from this? Without going there, you know, without getting my head all involved in either making it wrong or making it right, or having some about what it is, just knowing that whatever's showing up has got something there to teach me. It's been really interesting because I'm finding that I'm beginning to get little insights as to what it is that these things are coming in to share with me, and it's like, wow, you know, there's no wasted energy in this whole God worlds of universes. It's all whole and complete and purposeful and divine, and that comes back to who we are, which I remember Marianne Williamson wrote about in one of her books. She said it's the greatest fear we have is discovering who we really are, that we're so much more than we've believed. And you know, it's like we're not little. We are huge light beings, and we're all like dancing together in a sense. It's all working in a wonderful harmony if you can just step back and see the play.
In the spirit of back, Vivian, I know this is probably something I should ask you off stage, but how long ago, can you remember how long ago this message 9 was done?
Well, it was last year. The title, April 2014, when you had them all done. So it had to be toward the end of that, you know, maybe the beginning of 2014 sometime that you received it.
Well, the reason why I'm asking this, because I'm continuing reading the paragraph that Lynn gave us, some bits and pieces of it. It says, now, this may make sense to you mentally and will remain a rumination of your thought process. Then it goes on to say, if you have completed Source and Nation and truly experienced rainbow healing, I thought, rainbow healing? where did that come from? I mean, I don't remember. Where did that come from? Anyway, you know, somebody asked me, now, where did it? Rainbow healing. Oh, my. Good heavens.
Why did you tell me what paragraph that's in, Greg?
The same paragraph you were just talking about.
I don't
know.
No,
and I said, rainbow healing. I thought, hey, where did that come from? I don't remember that. You know, none of us even noticed that. I mean, I didn't notice it. Lynn didn't notice it. Vivian didn't notice. The other board members didn't notice it. And here it is, right here. And buried in the light giver message. Good heavens. And you will have an opportunity if you have. And that is to ask your mind. Now, listen, this is exquisite. I love this stuff. I was talking to a lady named Pat last night, and I was telling her, you know, when this stuff comes through, I look at it and say, wow, this is sweet. To ask your mind to release any thoughts it has about spiritual thinking. How about that? Here we are thinking about spiritual thinking, and now we're telling us, we're being told, stop thinking about spiritual thinking. Now, hold it. Wait a minute. Time out. Does that mean like two negatives cancel out each other? Why? Because as long as the mind is holding on to the concept of spiritual thinking, it blocks the process. To recast that, as long as the mind is thinking about spiritual thinking, you can't think spiritually. I love this stuff. I love it. At any rate.
What is it that you're reading?
I'm reading the, it's called, well, it went out in the mail. We can send it to you directly. I don't think I still have your email address, and you don't. We don't want to put that out on the air, even though, because a lot of people listen to this program.
We do.
We're reading
we
a light giver message.
This is Lynn, and we do have on our website at thelightgivers.org over in the, I think it's the right-hand column. There's a place where you can sign up for our newsletter. And we send that out every month the week before the Sunday service. And in there we print out the message that we're going to be talking about so you can have a copy of it ahead of time.
Oh, thank you. Great.
So if you want to
we can send
that,
you this one too.
Just go on there and sign your name in, and you'll get that message from us every month.
Yeah, I already did. Thank you. While I was listening, I went over. So thank you.
Good.
I'm excited. Thanks.
Well, if we don't have any more comments or discussion.
I have one.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I have another comment. Sorry, Viv, I just got to get this out. This is Lynn again. I think we're on a roll, huh, Greg?
Yeah, I love it. Lynn and I have these conversations privately all the time. We can go for at least an hour and a half laughing and giggling and sharing spiritual insights. I love it.
Well, here's the thing, and I've been playing with this lately, and it's really been, well, I'm going to say blowing my mind, which is kind of a good thing.
What's left of it, right?
Yeah. But anyway, it's the second to the last paragraph, and it talks about allow your attention to notice the clarity of your attention. The nature of spiritual thinking is quite different from that of the process of thought. Mental thinking moves on waves of reflection, repetition, and recollection. And spiritual thinking moves on the waves of beingness. The extent to which you're submerged in spirit is the extent to which you will notice the spirituality of your own thought. And this will show up truly in the levels of forgiveness you find yourself expressing.
Wow.
Well, recently I read somewhere that I was talking to my higher self and spirit, and I was asking for some insight as to what my next steps were in my life. And I don't know exactly how it came through. I think it was something I just picked up and read in the moment, and it resonated. but it was the fact that often we have our best insights when we first wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed after I looked at that the next few days, I'd wake up in the morning and I was having these really aha moments. And probably always had been, but this was the first time I started paying attention to them. And what I discovered was the feelings that were connected with these thoughts. So I'd start taking a little extra time before I got up and got going to just kind of either lay or sit and just kind of bliss out on what was coming through, just kind of ride with it and see what the insights were. And I've really started getting some wonderful insights into what I love to do. And that kind of goes back to the thing that has been impressing me, is just getting in touch with those thoughts that light us up. They make us feel good. We resonate with it. There's joy there. There's enthusiasm. And all of those feelings are telling us, yeah, girl, you're right on. Keep going. And so I just invite you all to try that, because I'm finding it just like, wow, turning my life around.
Well, listen, I had a I want to explain to anybody who's listening to this program, and I want to really be clear about this. There's nothing for you to join. There's no one for you to follow. The only purpose of this technology is to allow you to experience the highest aspect of yourself, allow you to achieve your spiritual goals. And that being done, pretty much you're on your own. Now, there will be people who will say, well, look, I'd like to help other people do this stuff. Well, that's great. But all the things that we're saying today are aimed at getting you interested in clicking over to that Source Nation page and having that direct experience. If it turns out it doesn't work for you, there are other pages and resources you can go to. And if that doesn't work, then the light givers, some of the people on the board here on the call, stand ready to give you assistance to get into that higher state of beingness. Now, having said all this, we have talked and talked. I got to end, girls. You just got to let me go. I just want to tell a little story. Buddha, as you know, was going through his spiritual journey, trying to reach enlightenment. And finally, he discovered a master who was sitting in the woods, I think, in front of the master's hut. So Buddha walks up to him, and he sits down, and he goes into contemplation too. So he's sitting there for 2 or 3 days. Finally, the master opens his eyes. He looks at Buddha. He closes his eyes again. And then another day goes by. The man opens his eyes. Buddha looks at him, and he says, oh, master, I would like, or where's the equivalent, I would like to have enlightenment. The master closes his eyes. Well, he opens his eyes the next day, looks at Buddha, and says to Buddha, why do you talk so much? Having said that, I'm shutting up, y'all.
Oh, my God. That was cute.
See, we're going to keep you going. I think we're ready. We'll go to the world Source of Nation, the intergalactic world Source of Nation. And if anyone has any final comments, put them in now. And I'm so glad everyone was on the call. This was a wonderful
show. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was a beautiful show. Thank you. And it's everything you just said, Gregory. I just want to say that sometimes we think on our spiritual journey, like we forget that we have a direct contact, and we're looking for someone else to help us get there because some belief, I'm sure there's some belief that we're not good enough or we don't know. We're looking for that person or that modality or that program, and you're on the search because then it feeds into, well, that didn't work for me. There must be something wrong, so I try something else. And then you're reminded that in every moment, like Source Nation reminded me, I had your image on my computer, and it helped me for so long. And then I got sidetracked because I kept thinking there was something more. And what I feel in this moment, the peace, the vibration, the love, it's been a long time, and I thank you for reminding me and for giving that back to me. And Vivian and Lynn, beautiful reminders also that all we need to do is find a community that supports us in being who we are in God.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
And you got it going on, girl.
What a great call.
What a great call. I love it.
Well, if you're all ready, we can go ahead and go into the World First Nation ceremony. I just want to say that this is gaining more and more. I'm getting more understanding of what this means, a World First Nation. It's like an opportunity for everyone in the world to experience this connection, this touch point with the spirit, the source that they truly are. And the more we do this, the more we'll eventually be able to stay in that consciousness and that awareness. To me, that's what ascension is. So let's go ahead then. And when this ends, then that will be the end of this morning's program. Well, it's about a 10-minute.
Now we'd like to invite you. Well, actually, we'll invite you to participate in what might be regarded as the high point, all conversations before now notwithstanding, but the high point of this particular program. And that is the Light Giver Worldwide Source of Nation and World Healing Ceremony. Now, as we may have mentioned to you earlier, that Source of Nation is a particular process that takes individuals through several steps. And the basic aim of the steps is to disconnect anything that is interfering with anyone's spiritual progress. So the different items that we mentioned, or elements that we mentioned, are simply related to what could be interfering with spiritual progress. That being the case, then, what are we talking about when we talk about the World Healing Ceremony? What we're going to do is go through several steps which will allow us to support the Source of Nation and the healing of all the individuals who are at that particular point when they're ready to take the next step. Now, not everybody is ready to move ahead. We all probably know people who are like that. But there are a number of us who have gone through many, many trials and tribulations and have made many efforts to reach, shall we say, the Godhead, to go into the next step of spiritual advancement, whether it's the fifth plane, whether it's kingdom of heaven, whether it's soul realization. But we know that there's a way that we can experience ourselves in a higher state. We've heard this down through the ages. So what would invite you to do is very lightly. You can either see this visually, inwardly, or not, but just know that it's occurring. Take a moment, take a breath, and allow yourself to shift your attention out of or away from wherever you are right now until your viewpoint is above the earth. So if you look inwardly, you can see the earth. Now, it might appear as small to you as a volleyball or even a baseball. It may appear very large, but know that you're outside of the earth. And as you look at the earth, know that, and you may see little pinpoints of light. Some areas are very dense. In other areas, they're rather sparse. But these are the individuals who have come to the highest point that they can on their own, on their respective spiritual paths. And the aim of the World Source of Nation Ceremony is to support them by giving them the clearing, allowing them to have the release from whatever is holding them back, and energetically supporting and lifting or boosting them into higher states. So now, the first step, the thing we'll do is just ask, if there are any of these people being held back because their contracts or agreements that have been made by them or someone else on their behalf, then if it's okay with them, and let's not take away free will, then let's simply ask that those bonds be released. Now, you'll notice some of them are starting to sparkle a little bit more. The second thing is, if there are any beliefs, strongly held beliefs, that are interfering again with their spiritual progress, assuming that they agree, we'll say ask their higher self and ask that they be released from any of those strongly held beliefs that are interfering, and any beliefs that create beliefs, we ask that those be taken away as well. Going the next step, if there are any of those individuals who are being held back because of their connection to others, who may even be downloading dark, negative, and holdback energy, if we call that, into their energy fields, we ask that those also be disconnected so that only light and love flows to them. Notice that some of them are becoming even brighter, and their light, rather than twinkling, is starting to shine even more so. Going another step then, if there are any entities, intelligences, or beings that are interfering with these folks, that are holding them back, preventing them from coming forward, we ask now that any interfering beings or persons, whether they're in body, out of body, simply be removed energetically from their energy fields. If they're not in body, we ask that they just simply be taken into higher planes, other domains. Now, you notice some of them are really becoming quite bright. Quite bright. Now, the next thing is, if there are any that are being held back because of energies from previous lifetimes, even from the past in this lifetime, we ask likewise that those energies be removed from their energy field and be replaced with divine healing God energy. Wow, some of them are really bright. I mean, really bright. Good heavens. And then finally, with all that happening then, we simply ask that those who are ready to ascend in consciousness, not necessarily leave their bodies completely, but ascend in consciousness to the next level of awareness, whether it's Kingdom of Heaven, Sartori, the Void, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti, whatever it's called in their tradition, we ask that they, if they are ready, that they be permitted to move into that next level of conscious awareness. Now, that's the World Source Nation ceremony. But let's move even further out. Let's go out to the end of the solar system and then look back into the solar system and notice all the planets. Notice the sun at the center. And know that there's sentient beings on all of those planets. And now what we'll simply do is ask that a wave of spirit, by whatever name you call it, Shabda, Ruah, Chi, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, Dyak, whatever you call it, we ask that that now flood the entire solar system and that it take every sentient being that's at that point that we just talked about where they're ready to move into a higher state. Notice, it's almost like a huge wave of beings throughout the entire solar system that are now being ushered into this higher state. Now take a moment, allow yourself to notice that that's happened, and also to notice that you and we also went through the same process. The process is a healing one, it's an uplifting one. So now what I'd like to ask you to do is return to the point where you were just outside the planet Earth. Allow yourself to fully experience that shift in consciousness, and then allow yourself to return to where you are in this moment, whether you are listening to this program live or whether you're listening to it in the archives. The net effect of this activity is the same for you. You have experienced Source of Nation along with the entire planet, along with the entire solar system. just want to thank you so much again for being with us. And just remember that the central theme of the program is embodied in the song that's sung by Becky Williams, which is How Do You Find God? And thank you for being with us. You've been listening to the Lightgiver International Association World Sourcer Nation program and discussion of the Lightgiver Golden Age messages. Thank you so much for being with us.
To the very top, I cry out to the valley below, but I only hear my echo asking how.